The closer it got to my time on stage, the more I realized I was stressing, but I had no idea why. My hands started to sweat, and I noticed I also fidgeted in my seat. The task at hand seemed simple enough. I had always given great eye contact during conversations with strangers and friends my whole life. I would be just fine. Then I remembered at my first landmark seminar, the forum leader shared his story of when he first experienced this same exercise. He said that when he participated in this exercise as an attendee over 20 years before, his knee shook so hard that an assistant from the seminar placed his jacket between the knees to stop the noise. Thinking back to what he said, I felt like leaving the room. I told myself that I didn't need to continue the exercise, that I was great looking people in the eye already. But I knew that leaving the room wouldn't be tolerated, so I stayed in my seat, sweating and fidgeting. The first time my row was invited on stage was to stand 1 foot away from another row and look into their eyes. Whew! I don't have to look at 50 people, I just have to look at one, I thought. We got positioned and the seminar leader started guiding us through our 3-minute process of self-discovery. But before the first 10 seconds was over, I was crying uncontrollably, gushing water, and I had no idea why. I couldn't stop crying. Every time I looked at my partner across from me, I just sobbed. "Row 3, please exit to your left," I heard. I said thank you to my partner and left. What the hell happened to me? I was supposed to listen to what my inner voice told me, but I never heard a thing. I was just overwhelmed. No words. I didn't learn anything. What kind of exercise is this? I was confused, embarrassed, and left to ponder my experience as the exercise continued on the stage in front of me. "Row 3, please stand, turn to your right, and go to the stage." Oh, God, not again, I screamed in my mind. Now my row was facing the people seated off stage. I survived this 3 minutes because I didn't look at the people who were looking at me. Now, row 4 was ordered onto the stage, and a new partner was now standing in front of me, 1 foot away from my face. This time, I was face to face with a kinder, older woman who smiled at me shyly. Okay, I think I can handle this time, I told myself. But then the tears started gushing as soon as the exercise began. Each time I looked into her eyes, the tears just gushed and I turned away. She quietly tried to comfort me by telling me everything was going to be okay. I was embarrassed and confused by my unexplained tear gushes. The seminar leader was directing all of us to listen to what was inside of our heads, what we said to ourselves, but my voice wasn't talking. Then I suddenly remembered that I could fill my head with thoughts instead of trying to listen to my thoughts. My inner voice wasn't talking to me anyway. Once I put thoughts in my head that were better than what was there, I immediately looked again at my partner and thought, "Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you." And so on. I immediately got comforted and was filled with appreciation and love for the woman across from me. I felt better and the gushing stopped. I was looking at her and I was not gushing tears. But to my surprise, my partner started crying. Tears started streaming down her face. And her head started shaking slightly just back and forth, and she whispered, "Oh, now you're making me cry." I just kept sending her my private thoughts. "Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." And so on. Then my partner was directed off the stage, and I was left standing again in front of 50 people who were directed to look and evaluate me in my row. But now, I was at total inner peace, and I was able to look at people who were looking at me. In fact, I sought them out. I only looked at people who were looking at me, and I felt so much better. I could be with strangers! I loved everybody and really, really appreciated them. Soon, the exercise was completed, and the seminar continued. Then we had a short break. The kind woman who had been my last partner sought me out, and we talked about our experience. I told her I was obviously scared of people, but I never knew it. She told me she felt like we really connected, and went on to say that the seminar was helping her too because she realized she had had a difficult time accepting love from others. Well, then it was obvious I had to share with her the healing technique I had used to make me stop crying when we were on stage together. She started crying again. We hugged and then parted to continue on our short break. Signed, Narissa Oden, TheVideoQueen.com.
Earlier this year, I discovered that an employee of mine had been taking larger sales commissions than she should have. This amounted to hundreds of dollars in loss to me and my small business. She refused to take responsibility for these actions. This is a hard-working employee who would not get another job in our small town making the kind of money she does with me. I had compassion for her, but I was also very angry and hurt. In the days that followed, I couldn't speak to her except about specific work-related subjects, and I could barely look at her. I didn't know what to do. I turned to Joe, and what happened next was truly amazing. He thanked me for contacting him. Then he gave me specific steps to take to clear the energy. First, I needed to understand that I attracted the situation. Not easy to do, but essential to the process. Then I must forgive myself, the employee, and the energy surrounding the problem. Next, I must set new intentions for how I want the situation to be, and I begin repeating Dr. Lynn's healing words of, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, and I love you." The result was extraordinary. What follows is my note to Joe after I completed the process. Dear Joe, your suggestions were so right on. After I read them, I had to drive from Wimberley to Austin, and I did each step that you laid out. It was simply amazing. I took plenty of time to understand that I truly attracted this, and then forgave myself, my employee, and the energy surrounding it. I set new intentions and repeated that phenomenal Hawaiian healing method many times.